This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hi, this is Spencer McKenzie, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada, Ken Wallace, bringing you Canada's best blues music.
Well, you know, the blues is in good hands when the likes of Spencer McKenzie come to the forefront. We need the young generation to start going at the blues for us. Let's start this show off with a bang. We've got some music from a brand new album. It is Sean Hall, the harpoonist of The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. He's got a super group together. The release is called Satellite Man. We're going to play the song Lee Dorsey, and then we're going to have a chat with Sean Hall. There's a new release. It's called Satellite and the Harpoonist. The harpoonist, of course, is Sean Hall. And the new release is called Satellite Man. And we are joined by Sean. Thanks for coming along. Sean, it's really great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, Ken. It's been a few years since we hung out. How you doing?
I'm doing just great, and I'm really, really enthused by this new release. And I would almost call it a new supergroup because it's a whole bunch of musicians from different bands. Can you tell us all about that?
Sure thing. So I guess if you plant my butt back 2 years ago, I was doing a residency at the Banff Center for the Arts, and so I went there after being on the road all summer and tucked myself in for a month in a room with a really nice piano, and kind of went bonkers, like I think a lot of people do. But I was up there when a lot of, like, you know, amazing folks go to hide out. So I happened to be there when Feist was there, when Colin Linden was there, when Fats Kaplan, who plays with Jack Black, was there. And it was a really neat chance meeting a gentleman by the name of Bradford Reed, he played this an instrument that I've never seen before in my life. He invented an instrument like 30 years prior called the pensolina, and it's and he also played drums, which is kind of similar to my bandmate Matt, you know, where he's doing double duty. And the pensolina was, this is what he sounded like for anyone that's listening. He sounded like Modesky Martin and Wood in the 90s when they were like, you remember when they were like the funkiest?
Right. Yeah.
He sounded like that, with one person. So he had slide, which is absolutely completely insane. And he sounded like John Bonham on drums at the same time that he was playing slide bass and slide guitar on this instrument that he invented called pensolina. So flash forward to last year, we had a gig that was in Portugal, and it was called Chefs on Fire, and Matt couldn't make it. And it was the first time in our career where, you know, things didn't pan out where Matt could be there with me. And so I called up Bradford and I said, who lives in Brooklyn? I said, hey, man, are you crazy? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you like barbecued food and like endless wine? And he goes, yeah. I said, do you want to go to Portugal in 3 weeks but fill in for like the axe murder? And he goes, you're effing nuts. and I call up another awesome guitarist named Eric Simmons, who was in who I met at the Calgary Folk Festival summer of 2019, and he was in a band called Revel and Dimes, and we went to Portugal, and we played that gig, and then that's what sparked the idea of, you know, if I could put together something in 3 weeks and go to Portugal and land on my feet, then it's time to step out, and that was the beginning of putting it together. So that Bradford was the guy I called over from New York, and he came over and stayed at my place, and then I rented a house for a week in Vancouver, and I flew Jeffrey Hillhurst from the organ player, the Hammond player from the Deep Dark Woods, who is the most authentically unorthodox, keyboard player I've ever encountered. And then I invited a conga percussionist drummer from a group called the Boom Booms from Vancouver. And we went to his rehearsal space and I got a film crew together. And I did all that right before COVID happened.
I really got to ask one question. With such a diverse group of musicians, was it difficult coming up with tunes that you all could blend in together?
Well, here's the thing. I knew all these guys because I played with them at different times with Matt, with the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder. They didn't know each other. So they trusted me. But I didn't know whether it was going to work because I didn't know, like, if all the egos or, you know, personalities and all that stuff was going to line up. But I knew that I had a vision of, like, kind of a Little Feat, you know, kind of chemistry going. And I had this, and I knew that it was such an obscure arrangement, instrumentation wise, to have like a Hammond organ and then there's pentalina and drums, and then congas and percussion. And I just thought, I knew that they were amazing players, and I knew that they were road dogs. So that was kind of, you know, for lack of a better definition, I knew that, like, if I could just get them in one room and bring them really, really good songs. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back at all. I worked my butt off with a friend of mine for 5 years writing a bunch of songs, and I didn't have a band to put these songs into, because they weren't traditionally blues or anything like that. So that's what gave me the juice to get the project started.
And where does the term satellite come from?
I guess they're the satellite project. It comes from 12:30 a.m. in a bar on Main Street. It came from, we were hanging out at a place called Uncle Abe's after one of the sessions, I believe the second night, and this film industry legend, Natasha Dupree, she's a big like music supervisor in Vancouver, and it was like her brother's bar that we were in, and she said, well, you need a name for the band. And I said, well, it's not going to be the Harpoonist and Friends. And so, you know, we were talking about a lot of different ideas, and we figured that satellite, since it's kind of a satellite project, and satellite, the idea where communication gets echoed, you know, from a planet into space and back onto the planet, that it might be fitting for the project. So.
And you mentioned this was all filmed. Is that going to be coming out on DVD, or will it be available online at some point?
Well, it's all videos. We ended up, like, you know, this year is, you know, just gone. This year continues to, you know, surprise all of us in all the directions it's going, you know, for better, for worse. So we took the video, we took the film from those couple days, and we just ended up doing singles for each song. And so, originally, man, we were going to be, we went into the studio to film us so that we could gig, and we can get gigs, and we can do festivals and to play. And so we didn't go in there to record a record and to make videos and all that stuff. We just wanted to get proof that here's four of us in a room together. Here's a bunch of songs. Let's go out and hit the road. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be like a lot of fun. And that was the idea. But now we're at a point where I can't even get Bradford, the guy from New York, I can't even get him into Canada to do any gigs.
And again, Sean, the release is called Satellite and the Harpoonist. And where can people buy a copy of this?
People can go to Bandcamp.com. They can go to iTunes and buy a copy on iTunes. We've got CDs, which, this may be the last time that anyone will be manufacturing CDs, because they don't make CD players in cars anymore. We're getting vinyl pressed, which should be, that should be really cool. That'll be a good treat.
Well, I really appreciate your time, Sean, and it's quite an enjoyable release. Again, Satellite and the Harpoonist. We're going to play some more of that music shortly, and I thank you for your time.
I thank you for your time. It was nice chatting with you, Ken.
Television's all I see. Frequencies that fill my dreams. I've been running all night long. Now my double chin chin smoking satellite bomb. I'm stepping with the biggest stomach. I'm solo with the legs up, mama. Cool reaching with the Hollywood chicks. Watching Hollywood boys doing Hollywood tricks.
swinging in my spatula drawer.
Many thanks to Sean Hall for joining us again. The release is Satellite Man. It is Satellite and the Harpoonist. From the Dundas area of Ontario, this is Coots Paradise, featuring a couple of dynamic vocals from Sue Leonard. The release is called Downstream. We're going to hear Meant for Something More. And Until the Rain Stops, this is Coots Paradise.
Trouble seems as many.
Coots Paradise from Downstream. Up next, we've got the Water Street Blues Band. They've released a single. It's called Talking About. It is from their latest release entitled Talking About. The group is from Waterloo. Rob Damon is the guitarist, and we're going to have him on the show next week. We're also going to hear Vodka Drinking Woman. This is the Water Street Blues Band from Talking About.
What it takes to get what she wants. That girl's got a body that's begging to tease. No one to teach her the way she should walk. The way that she moves is breaking the law. You know what I'm talking about. When she took you in, you went for the ride. You handed her reason. reasons for taking a dive. It must have been love, it could have been lust. No matter the reasons, you hopped on the bus.
Sylvia.
And I'm Rob of the Water Street Blues Band.
And you are dialed into Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace.
Featuring great Canadian blues tunes from coast to coast.
Thank you.
Water Street Blues Band from talking about. Well, this guy really doesn't need any kind of an introduction. Two Junos, seven Maple Blues Awards, only could be Jack DeKaiser. This is from his latest release, Tribute. We're going to hear the song Supernatural and Shake What Your Mama Gave You, Jack DeKaiser from Tribute.
Dreams come true. You're out in this world. Magic. Yeah, you're out of this world. Mystical, irresistible, beautiful. Supernatural.
Blues fans, this is Jack DeKaiser. I love playing the blues and I love listening to the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Check it out.
Blues. your mama gave you. Strut your stuff. Strut your stuff. You what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you. Oh, strut your stuff.
Kaiser from Tribute. Time for some Tony D. He is the guitarist from Monkey Junk. He's won a ton of awards. He's got a solo instrumental album out. We're going to hear Blues Party and Fat City Blues. The release is called Speak No Evil, a flurry of instrumentals. We'll be right back. Tony D from Speak No Evil, a flurry of instrumentals. Well, I think our flurry is just about over. We're getting a little short on time, so we have to press on out of here. We're going to leave you with some Kenny Blues Boss Wayne. He's from Kelowna area. Some great boogie-woogie piano playing. This is from his release, a couple of tunes from Go Just Do It. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.
Yet ain't saying nothing new. Yeah, yakety yak, ain't saying nothing new. I'm losing my mind, I know that you would too. She can't stop talking, oh, it's driving me crazy. Always complaining. Never takes a break. Oh, she runs her mouth, never takes a break. I don't know how much more I can take. She looks at me like I've done something wrong. Yeah, she looks at me like I've done something wrong. Slow.